the wave of low pressure that brought scattered to numerous showers across interior New York and New England throughout the day on Saturday continues to drift to the south in the mid-Atlantic region, and the wave is tracking off the eastern seaboard. The result will be mostly drier weather for this Mother's Day on Sunday, especially northbound in northern New York and central and northern New England, where we will experience mostly sunny skies and highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Closer to the coast, let's say toward the I-90 corridor, we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds today, and it'll be milder with that sun, highs reaching the upper 60s to around 70. Farther to the south and closer to the coast, we'll have more in the way of cloud cover across the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and most of southern New England. We even still run the risk of a couple of showers in these locations, and temperatures will not be as mild without as much sun, and readings will manage to get into the lower 60s for afternoon highs. As the front continues to drift slowly to the south overnight, most everyone will have partly cloudy skies and lows will be in the 40s to around 50. This will set us up for a dry day on Monday with high pressure in control. Still, some clouds will mix with sunshine and temperatures will manage to get into the lower 70s for afternoon highs. At this point, we'll see a return to the north from that same front. And on Tuesday, with partly sunny skies, we run the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, and highs will be in the mid-70s. In fact, that front will be the focus for at least the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms for the middle and latter portion of the week. And with it close by and waves of low pressure riding along it, skies will be partly sunny for the period Wednesday through Friday, and we could see a few scattered showers and thunderstorms each day with temperatures in the lower 70s. Right now, it looks like a better chance that we'll see some showers and thunderstorms with another wave of low pressure to start the weekend on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny skies with highs around the 70-degree mark. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a large part of the western states will remain warm, calm, and dry over the next few days, with low humidity, gusty winds, and the ongoing drought across the region. Persistent fire weather conditions are expected across the southwest and southern Rockies, and red flag warnings remain in effect. Meanwhile, the dry line over western Texas will be the focus for welcome scattered showers and thunderstorms through parts of the southern and central plains. And Gulf moisture lifting northward over the frontal boundary stretched across the central United States will help generate widespread thunderstorms. Rain and thunderstorms training over the same locations could lead to flash flooding in portions of the Great Lakes and into the northern mid-Atlantic regions. Additionally, the Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe weather in effect for northern Texas and western Oklahoma and from eastern Iowa to northwest Indiana through tomorrow morning. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 17 at Estacourt Station, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy, with showers likely lower 50s, Boston, cloudy in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy skies with highs around 70. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 69 degrees, the average low 46. The record high 86 set in 2004 and in 1991, and the record low 30 in 2005 and in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 5:35 a.m., sunset this evening 8:09 p.m., 14 hours and 34 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny with a few more clouds southbound toward Glens Falls today and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 50. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 70. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds in the lower 70s. Partly sunny with a shower or thunderstorm possible Tuesday in the mid-70s. Partly sunny Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We run the risk of a few showers and storms, but mostly dry all 3 days in the lower 70s. And partly sunny with scattered showers and storms and highs around 70 on Saturday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.